Hey everybody, this is Emma from The Big Bellied Yogi, a podcast that shows you that it is possible to follow your dreams, be active, and be healthy at any size. As a yoga teacher who dares to show up in life in a larger body, I'm keen to share my life experiences, expert research, and practical lifestyle and fitness tips so you can feel comfortable in your body, no matter your size. Welcome to the show. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to The Big Bellied Yogi, or welcome to anyone who's here for the first time. It's so lovely to have you here. Today, I'm not feeling particularly big bellied. I don't know if it's the same for you, but if you've got a body part that maybe you feel a bit self-conscious about, which is partly why I've called this The Big Bellied Yogi, because I do feel so self-conscious about my belly sometimes, but on good days, I kind of embrace it. I'm like, that's just who I am. Well, today I'm just not having a big bellied day. I don't feel particularly big bellied, even though my belly probably is exactly the same. So it's just a reminder that we all have good days and bad days. And, you know, our bodies are just part of what makes us human. So if you're having a bad body image day, I just want to send you lots of love, tell you it's okay. Tomorrow will probably be a better day. And that it's okay. You'll be okay. I hope you'll be okay, and let me know if you're not, and I'll try and help if I can. Anyway, that's not what the podcast is about today. The podcast, because it's Children's Book Week here in Australia, I thought I would do a book report. And it's not a children's book that I'm talking about, although there is a chapter about children in the book. But today I want to talk about the book that is called Intuitive Eating. So I've just finished the book recently, the last couple of days, and it's been on my list of wanting to read for a long time, for a couple of years. And you might not know this about me, or you probably do if you follow me on Instagram, but I love books. I absolutely adore books. I have read 54 books so far this year, and we're in the middle of August, or towards the end of August. And I've just secured a 6-month contract at my local library. So, I mean, I'm living the dream, really. I'm surrounded by books a lot of the time. I get to read books that I love for my career, for my business, for my clients. And that's why I thought I would read a book on your behalf. So either A, you don't need to read it yourself, or B, you decide you really do want to read it. It's been pre-approved by somebody that you trust. The other thing is, if you don't know this, there's this amazing app, and this is probably my favorite app on my phone, called Goodreads. And that's where you can rate and review books you've read. And it's also where I keep a list of all the books that I want to read. Because again, working in a library, I just see so many books. I'm like, I want to read that. I want to read that. I want to read that. So this helps me put it all in one spot so I can remember what books I want to read. So you can also scan the barcode of the book using the Goodreads app, and it just adds it to your list straight away, which is really handy. And I just think it's a fantastic app. So if you like books at all, I highly recommend downloading the Goodreads app. And I'll put a link to my Goodreads in the show notes so that you can friend me on Goodreads and see what books I've read and how I've reviewed them. The other way you can see that is if you follow me on Instagram, I do have a stories highlight that has all the books I've read this year as well. Okay, so back to this book that I'm reviewing for this episode called Intuitive Eating. And the subtitle is A Revolutionary Anti-Diet Approach. So of course I'm going to love it. But you know, there's some stuff I want to talk about as well that it's not perfect, but I think it's close to perfect. The book is written by Evelyn Triboli and Elise Resch. I hope I've said their names correctly. And they are both masters in science, and they're both registered dietitians. So they're very scientific, very knowledgeable women. And they actually wrote this book originally in 1995. And they wrote it because they found that when they were helping people that had eating disorders or disordered eating, they found that this approach was much more beneficial. And they also found that even people who didn't have eating disorders or disordered eating So many of us live in this really kind of turmoil when it comes to food. And so they really wanted to help people feel more peaceful when it comes to food. And I think that's what this book really helps helps us do. So let's just crank into a bit of a book review, and you can decide whether you want to read it yourself or if this is enough information for you. But I want to talk about firstly why I read this book. So back in 2019, I read quite a few books about body positivity and other books about intuitive eating, and I read about body respect and all sorts of really interesting stuff. And I knew this was a really important book to read because these guys actually invented intuitive eating. But I didn't read it back in 2019 when I was reading all these other books in the genre, because I'd heard they were updating this book and that a new version of it was coming out in 2020. And then 2020 happened and I forgot. I just kind of went off this tangent for a while because I was just too busy surviving life, like all of us were. But as I spoke about in last week's episode, my activism and my passion for things all around body respect and anti-diet have recently been reignited. I guess it's, you know, it's a sign that I'm coming out of, you know, the mental fog that a lot of us went through with the pandemic and, you know, coming back to my true passions and the things that I really feel important in the world and my sort of mission to help people become anti-diet is one of those, is probably the biggest one. And so since I'm back on this kind of passion in my life, I really felt called to read this book. And I, you know, I was working with clients this year about, you know, around the idea of intuitive eating. And so I thought, well, I really should read the original book, right? So I read the most up-to-date version that was released in 2020. It's the fourth edition and it's fully revised and updated. I really found that it was like, as I've read so many other books about intuitive eating, this one was great to read because it is so in-depth. And it really helped to educate me personally, but it also has helped me with educating clients and helping them with their own intuitive eating pathways. So as I said at the beginning, the authors of this book pioneered the idea of intuitive eating, I was going to say back in 1995, but that's when their original book came out. So let's say they've been doing it for much longer than that. And since then, there have been over 125 peer-reviewed studies about intuitive eating. And so that's why this book is so important, right? Because it gives us that alternative to all the diet stuff that's out there. You know, there might be 20 really good books on intuitive eating and being anti-diet, but there's thousands and thousands of diet books. So this book's important because we need to have that counterpoint to what's traditionally out there when it comes to, in brackets, in quotation marks, I should say, health. Because if you listen to my episode a couple of weeks ago about, you know, anti-diet and why that's not anti-health, sometimes we can really overlook the fact that being on a diet is not healthy. Not being on a diet. Anyway, this book is important because it is the original and maybe in some respects the best book about intuitive eating. And it really, the studies are really helpful because they show that what these women are talking about in this book is true. That eating in an intuitive way actually gives you superior health benefits compared to being on a restricted diet, and that when we look after our mental health, which is what we're doing with intuitive eating, it's a much better outcome as well, as opposed to being on a diet. So I know that the world views diets as being the, you know, the gold standard in getting healthy because you've got to be thin to be healthy. This book, again, like so many books that I've mentioned a little bit in the podcast, this book tells you a lot about why that's not actually true And so it's really great to have a book that's full of studies, and they're all referenced because these women are scientists, so that you can look up the studies yourself and understand where they're coming from. And I think two of the claims on the cover of the book are really important as well, because they help us understand how intuitive eating is so powerful. So the first thing that's on the cover of the book is it says intuitive eating will help you make peace with food. And the second one is free yourself from chronic dieting. So I think that's great, although I don't know that this book's the best at that, and I'll talk about that a bit later on in the podcast. But the third thing it says is it helps you rediscover the pleasures of eating, and I think that's really important too. When it comes to making peace with food, I don't know if you're the same, but for about 10 years of my life, I was at war with food. Like, I was constantly either counting the calories or comparing the amount of exercise I'd done with how much I was eating, or if I was eating what I actually wanted to eat, I was feeling guilty all the time, and I felt like I was a failure if I wasn't keeping up with my diet, and I was blaming myself for not having good willpower. And so, I was on this constant treadmill of feeling like crap when it came to food, as opposed to feeling peace with food, which is what I feel most of the time now. Now, I'll say this probably in almost every podcast that I do. Living in this world, surrounded by diet culture, surrounded by, the idea that thin equals beautiful, there are going to be days where I don't feel that peace with food, where I feel like I'm a complete failure because I do have this belly, and there's something wrong with me, and I should just be better at saying no. So most of the time, though, I don't feel like that anymore. Whereas back in the olden days, 10 years ago, I was the opposite. I was always thinking about food every day. I never had a peaceful day when it came to food. So I don't know if you relate to that, but send me a DM if you do. The other thing I love about what's on the cover that I just mentioned was the phrase rediscover the pleasures of eating. Now, when I was probably in the height of my disordered eating phase, so I didn't have an eating disorder, but I definitely had a disordered relationship with food. That's when we're thinking about food too much and restricting ourselves. I was going to say most of us have. I don't know if most of us have, but a lot of people in their lives have had disordered relationships to food. So back then, I had no pleasure when it came to eating because there was so much guilt around it. There was so much shame around it. There was so much, oh, I don't have the willpower around it. And I didn't feel any pleasure when it came to food. And in fact, I used to tell people, back when I was also a smoker, by the way, but I used to tell people, I wish I could just go on a drip and never have to eat food. I wish they could just give me the nutrition I needed through a drip. And I look back on that poor woman who used to say that and think, oh, Emma, you missed out on so much pleasure by being so shameful around food so much, So I love that on the cover of the book, they're calling out these things, making peace with food, rediscovering the pleasures of eating, because I think both of those things are so important, and they're lost to a lot of people because of diet culture. So let's talk about some of the highlights of the book. I do love, as I mentioned, that it's all backed up with science and that they've referenced everything and that you can go down huge rabbit holes to, find out more about the science. I love that the science that they're talking about are significant studies. They're not just, my friend says, or I did a bit of research on the internet. No, they're proper studies, and I think that's fantastic. I really love that throughout the book they use a lot of real world examples. So they talk about their clients a lot, obviously in an anonymous way, so you don't know who they're talking about. We probably wouldn't anyway if you live in Australia because I think most of them are American. But I love that it has lots of real world examples and that they use, the person's words. And I'm just flipping through the book as I talk, see if I can find one that resonates. So I'm going to talk about this one here. This is one of their examples from a real client. So they're talking about making peace with the food, and they're talking a bit about why we don't. And this is called the self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's a little paragraph I'm going to read from the book, and it gives you an idea of how they talk about their real-life clients. So I'm going to start reading now. Sometimes just the thought that you will overeat is enough to actually make you overeat. Carolyn initially had held the strong conviction that white flour would cause her to overeat. She believed that even one bite of a bagel would trigger a binge, and it did. Carolyn had created a self-fulfilling prophecy. Because of diet culture, she, quotation, knew, quotation, these foods were, quotation, fattening. She knew she would binge, and she feared that she would gain weight. Every time she gave in to her craving for white bread, she sincerely told herself that this would be the last time. Of course, the depriving thoughts and feelings, along with her sense of being bad, sent her out of control. It took a long time before Carolyn was truly able to permit herself to eat foods with white flour, but now she rarely binges on these foods. Every now and then, a fleeting, archaic thought of restriction occurs and drags her back to the world of deprivation. And with that thought comes her occasional sense of loss of control. Now, though, she only has a few cookies instead of the whole bag, and this happens once every 6 months instead of every week. Because Carolyn has had so many positive experiences with foods containing white flour, it has become much easier for her to let go of her restrictive thinking and make peace with these foods. So I love that. I love how they've woven in a real life experience from a cus you know one of their clients' perspectives, because it just makes it a lot like a warmer book to read. It's not just all science and facts. It becomes more human. I also love, of course, their actual framework for intuitive eating. So they have a 10-step framework. I'm going to quickly read out the 10 steps for you, just so you can understand. And they go through each of these in quite a lot of detail. So principle one, reject the diet mentality. Principle number two, honor your hunger. Principle three, make peace with food. Principle four, challenge the food police. Principle five, discover the satisfaction factor. Principle six, feel your fullness. Principle seven, cope with your emotions with kindness. Principle eight, respect your body. Principle nine, movement, feel the difference. And principle 10, honor your health with gentle nutrition. So I like how they've used like really plain language to describe those things. I think obviously, as I was reading those out loud, I realize now that you really do need to read the book to understand what those 10 things are, although some of them are a little bit overt. But like, for instance, I'm looking at the one that says feel your fullness. That makes sense. But then if you go into the book, you realize that a lot of people have disconnected from the feeling of fullness because they are, they've been on a diet for so long, they don't know how it feels to feel full anymore because they don't eat to that point anymore, but they're always hungry. So although, that seems to be quite plain spoken, there's a lot more to it. So the book's quite long, and I think it goes into a lot of detail. And while that's a highlight, it could be also a little bit too much for some people if they're not truly interested in the topic. I really do love that there's a Q&A session at the end. So if you're like jumping out of diet culture, you're going to have lots of people asking you questions, or you've just got questions from yourself about how it's all going to work. And so I think that's really a helpful way of breaking things down. And they also have at the end, they go through those 10 principles that I was just talking about, and really just in a short, succinct manner, talk about how to do those 10 principles, as opposed to all the whys and studies and things. They just go really straight to how to do it, and I think that's great. As I mentioned, I think the book's really thorough. It goes through all the information you could possibly need to know, And that's a highlight, that's a plus, but it could also be a little bit of a negative if you're not interested in the book or interested in the topic enough. And it could, potentially put you off the topic if it's not something you're really interested in. And I think I personally, obviously, and I'm a little bit obsessed with the topic, which is, I don't know if anything obsessing about food at all is good either way. But anyway, but I think the first thing that I highlighted in this book, and there's quite a lot of highlighting in my copy now, but the first passage that I highlighted, I think really says a lot to me. And so they're referring to people who have been chronic dieters in this passage. Doubting their innate eating signals has extended to doubting their beliefs about many aspects of their lives. And that really hit home to me because I realized from back in the day when I was dieting a lot that when I was handing over my own innate primal need for food, when I was handing that over to a book or a guru or a program, that was teaching me to hand over my beliefs about other things. It just meant I wasn't trusting myself. And so right from the beginning when they wrote that, in the first couple of pages of the book, I thought, yeah, I love this. I love how, being on a diet is more than being on a diet, and not being on a diet is more than not being on a diet, which of course makes no sense, but also lots of sense at the same time. So, in terms of improvements for the book, I've sort of talked about a couple as we've been talking, as I've been talking, because, it's a little bit long. And I think that they don't set up why you should leave diet culture as well as some other books that I've read. And I think one of the reasons for that, and this isn't really an improvement because there's not much the authors can do about this, and I'm not shaming their bodies, but both women talk about how they are straight-sized people. They're in the normal BMI range. And I guess for someone like me, and I'm only just, well, I'm in the above normal BMI. I'm not going to sort of say which one because I don't really like the BMI, but I'm bigger than average, right? But I'm not even the biggest person on earth, obviously. And so, there's different levels of privilege based on how big your body is. And I think because they're both straight-sized, normal BMI people, I think that it's not their fault, but I think that they can never understand what it's like to live in those larger bodies. So I would have loved to have a lot more. I would have loved to have maybe someone who does live in that big body have one person follow the program and they talk about this one person or they interview this one person throughout the 10 steps so that we could really understand from a person in a larger body what it's like to go through this. Because, they do talk about ditching the diet mentality and saying no to the food police, and sometimes the food police is what's happening in your own mind because of internalized fat phobia. You kind of like, oh, everyone's going to think that I'm a fat, lazy slob, so I should just go on a diet. I should just eat salads when I'm around other people so they won't be mean to me. So I think it would have been really helpful to have someone who lives their life in a larger body to have more involvement in this book. I think it would just add an element. And I think, because there is so much science in this book, I think sometimes it, and because it's written by people who are in the normal BMI, I think sometimes it misses some emotion that might be there if it was written by a non-scientist or a non-straight-sized person. And I understand as I'm saying that it wouldn't be the same book if it was written by someone who wasn't a scientist, because that's what's amazing about this book is that it's all backed up with science. So what I'm trying to say is, I think that It's an amazing book because it gives you so much incredible information, but it's kind of slightly missing something for those reasons. So I really think you need to be ready to ditch diet culture before you embark on this book. I really think you need to really be ready for it, and I think that sometimes a book won't be enough for that. Although one book that I have read that I felt was really helpful back in 2019 when I started reading all these books was Body Positive Power by Meagan Jane Crabb. She does live in a slightly larger body. She's probably about my size or slightly bigger. And she wrote a really good book because she talks about having had a diet, a eating disorder, and she talks a lot about how we became fat phobic and that kind of thing. And it feels just, she's also not a scientist, so I think it's just got more of that emotion in it. So if you feel like you need some help with sort of kicking you over the line to getting into the idea of being anti-diet or getting into the idea of intuitive eating or getting into the idea of thinking that all bodies are worthy, I think Body Positive Power is a great book to read by Meagan Jane Crabb, and I will put a link to that in the show notes. But I highly recommend this book for my clients, especially for people who are, working one-on-one with me, because then you can ask questions about it. Or, if you're going through a phase where it doesn't sound right to you, you've got someone to bounce ideas off. And that's part of intuitive eating. That's part of ditching the diet culture, is going through phases where you question yourself constantly. So if you'd like to try intuitive eating yourself, I think this book's helpful. But as I said, I think where you get more help is to get one-on-one support. You can do a 6-month one-on-one coaching program with me where we will definitely delve into intuitive eating. I think that's a great way to do the program because it takes such a long time to ditch all this diet culture stuff we've had before. And when you join my one-on-one coaching program, you also get access to my membership, which is the Self Love Health Club, which is like a fitness program that doesn't have any diet talk in it, and it actually includes a mini course on intuitive eating as well. And you can join that membership without doing the one-on-one as well. So there's lots and lots of options. And of course, you don't have to do any of it. But I just want to put it out there in case you're starting to really feel like it's something you need. I just want you to know that I'm here with you, here for you with a few different options that you can access. And just send me a DM on Instagram or go to my website. There'll be details of both those, the 6-month one-on-one or the membership on my website at emmapaulette.com. So I hope you've enjoyed this book review. I hope if you don't want to read the book, you've got enough out of the book, or if you feel like you want to read the book, that you know enough now to decide if it's right for you. And I would love to know what you think. So you can always put a comment on my website. I'll put a link to that, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. The Big Bellied Yogi is brought to you by me, Emma Paulette, an anti-diet personal trainer, health coach, and yoga teacher. Head over to emmapaulette.com to download your free intuitive movement workout kit.